Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Jack Watts for Jack Watts on Recovery. As I have done in the last month and will continue to do through the election, we're talking about politics today as well as on Monday when we talk about Jack Watts Live. Here I am again, broadcasting to you not from the We Believe Tower high above Atlanta, looking over majestic Buckhead, but from James Island near Folly Beach in the historic city of Charleston, South Carolina, where it is a brisk early winter day, which is unusual for this time of the year. Okay, now, I've got a lot to say today. This is a unusual time in American history. We have a lot going on. I remember the momentum 4 years ago when Barack Obama said, we are 5 days away from fundamentally changing the United States of America. Let me just say this. We are 1 week away from taking our nation back, from putting America back to work, for getting out of debt, for restoring sanity, for taking the fundamental institutions that have served us well for 2.25 centuries, the rule of law, constitutionality, all of the above, which have been cast aside for irresponsibility, waste, fraud, massive debt, enormous unemployment, and lies. No longer are we going to do this. All right, I'm bringing on my brother, Stacy, this is Jack. How are you today?
Hey, Jack, I'm good.
We're broadcasting about the election and not about recovery today, but stay on the line and just tell me what you think.
Okay.
Richard, how are you today?
I'm fine, Jack. How are you?
Good. Are you staying above the water since you are in Massachusetts, which is not quite in the path of the hurricane? But, boy, you're sure not far away from it.
Well, it's still raining, but it's not nearly as bad. So I think we're gonna pull through it. I actually had power through the whole thing, so that sure helped. Now, let me ask you a question, though. I want to ask you a question, though.
All right, go ahead.
Does this mean next week after the election that Michelle Obama is going to hate America again?
Well, honestly, that's a really good question. I don't really believe that she's ever loved America, even with all of this. She certainly has spent in a time when we've been so broke and so had all these difficulties. She has just lived in the lap of luxury. Now, what I want to say is this. I don't think that anybody who opposes Obama, who supports Romney, should spend one more minute trying to persuade anybody to vote for Romney and not for Obama. I think that this last week of this election should be used to encourage people who are like-minded, who want this country to survive, who want this country to thrive, and get them out to vote. The fraud that is going to happen is going to be historic, but it cannot overcome the vast majority of Americans, and they are going to be showing up in record numbers to defeat Barack Hussein Obama and all of his minions who have attempted to rule contrary to the Constitution of the United States. Of all of the things that have infuriated me about this, nothing has infuriated me more than the invitation to the United Nations to come in and inspect our election like these third world thugs have any idea about constitutionality. And what are they looking for? They aren't looking for the Black Panthers who are trying to keep people from going to the polls. They're looking for conservatives like us, who are allegedly attempting to suppress minority votes, and there is not one shred of truth to that. If somebody is a citizen and they are registered to vote, if they're going to vote in a way I don't want them to, have at it. If we can't defeat them, fair and square, then we'll just be the loyal minority until the next time. There isn't anybody that I know that wants to do anything any different than that. Now, in saying that, let me just go back through one more time a couple of the things that everybody needs to keep in mind, because this is the key to it. We've talked about Benghazi, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that in a minute. The reason that people need to vote against Barack Obama and need to go to the polls and vote for Mitt Romney, number one, our national debt is $16.2 trillion. When Obama started, it was a little over 10. He's added close to $6 trillion. If he gets back in, it'll be $22 by the time he's out, and we will be worse off than Greece. That is a fact. Plus, that $5 trillion that he's added, if that represented $5 that you could spend each second of each minute of each hour of each day of each month of each year, it would take you 330,000 years to spend what he has taken and frittered away foolishly. And there's not one thing to show for it. That's the vastness of just his part of the debt. We got more. We have to get our house in order or we're not going to survive. Now, what does that mean? Of the current debt, each taxpayer owes $141,000. You know what? If you're not a taxpayer, you don't owe anything. So that one half the people that don't pay, they're getting a free ride. The rest of us are paying $141,000. That's what we owe current debt. And of debt that is unfunded, our liability per person, per taxpayer, is $1,057,000. If you're growing up, and you're just getting out of college, and you're saying, okay, here I am, I'm ready to start, and I've got to pay my educational loan, which is $30,000, it's going to take me years to do that, but I'm going to do it, and I'm going to get a job. What would your feelings be if you said, oh, by the way, no matter what you do, you've got more than $1 million worth of debt that you're going to have to pay for people who aren't doing things. Now, granted, there are some people that legitimately have problems, but they're putting people on the rolls left and right. For example, food stamps, $47,097,000. That's what it is right now. Actual unemployed, $22,657,000 people. That's what's happening with in America with Barack Obama and what he's doing. And those are the reasons that people need to vote against him and vote for Mitt Romney. We get off on a lot of these other things because it's just so infuriating. We talked yesterday about what happened in Benghazi, and this is why President Obama's approval rating is eroding. It's just like dropping like a rock. It's dropped 7 points in a week because people don't have any
confidence. Is that because he lied so much about us?
Well, and continues to lie about it. Let me just say this. We talked about this yesterday, and you're in the Navy. We were, obviously, a long time ago. But 70% of servicemen are voting for Romney. And I saw that posted on Facebook today, and I thought to myself, I'm surprised at that. Not that it's 70%.
Maybe higher.
That it should be higher.
Exactly.
I'm surprised it isn't. That perhaps I don't know. I'm not going to address that, but I think that, honestly, it probably will be higher just by what is going through the military right now. Now, there was a fellow former SEAL, and he was on the air last night, and this is what he said. Even if the first drone wasn't armed, the second one would be, number one. Number two, when Tyrone Woods lasered the position of where the attackers were with their mortars, it also gave away his position because the laser went straight back to where he was, but he would never, ever, ever, ever have done that unless he was certain that that mortar was going to be taken out by that drone or by something else within the next 5 seconds. That's why he lasered it. Someone assured him that that was going to happen, and it didn't. That's a scandal that is going to surface, and it's going to make Watergate. Obama doesn't work very hard. We all know that.
But and you know, he's even been denied the Purple Heart.
Yeah.
Amazing.
He's going to be working very hard the last week of his administration. You know what he's going to be working hard doing?
Yeah.
Pardons. He's going to be having to write pardons for people to keep them out of prison for what they've done. And we can only hope that some of the things are also state crimes so that they can put them in. This is absolutely horrific what is going on. Now,
well, if some of these are military, I don't think he can pardon them. I may be mistaken, but I think that, you know, that they would be court-martialed because of it.
It's hard for me, to believe. Tyrone Woods went against orders to do this. He was like Jack Bauer. Exactly like Jack Bauer, and he was thinking that he had David Palmer as the president, and he didn't. He had Charles Logan. Remember Charles Logan and those things? And he was that slimy, sleazy guy whose hair looked like Nixon?
Yeah.
That's what
kind of
Obama
acted like
is.
Nixon, too.
Yeah. And everybody in America watched 24. So we get the kind of man that Woods was. Okay, let's go to the Electoral College, because here's what I'm going to tell you. Romney's going to win. Romney is going to win whether he gets Ohio or not.
Well, Jack, may I interrupt you just one moment and maybe
go ahead.
Maybe you can shed some light on this for me. Ever since I have been eligible to vote, I have gone and applied for and registered to vote. My voter's registration card was required in order for me to vote. I would like for somebody to explain why you don't even have to produce ID to vote. And
well,
the last time I checked, illegal alien meant illegal. I could not go to Russia and do these things. You think I could vote in Putin's election?
The reason that it's happening is that Obama's losing, and they've known for a long time that because of his policies, it wasn't going to work. So getting people who are not on the rolls to vote is necessary. This is what people do. This is Chicago politics. This is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a mentality that says whatever you need to do to win is okay. There is no moral compass in the Obama White House. None. They're capable of anything. There isn't anybody that says, that's wrong. We can't do that. That's just wrong. There isn't anybody there to do it. The best example around is this whole thing in Benghazi. They turn around and start saying that this is from a video, and this is Hillary Clinton, this is reprehensible, and we had nothing to do with it. Like, isn't this terrible? They bought ads in Pakistan apologizing for it to the Muslim people as if it was real.
I know.
Paid for by the State Department, our State Department, featuring Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
Didn't you say yesterday that Hillary Clinton has hired a team of lawyers?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, something is amiss here, and
she
realizes
to.
It.
She needs it.
She needs it. Barack could hire his wife. She's a lawyer, but, oh, yeah, that's right.
And
she had her license taken away.
Yeah.
So
I also read today that she, in college, she belonged to a black solidarity group. So she's hated America for a long time.
Well, I guess that's true. Okay. In the electoral map, we've got to have 270. Florida is going for Romney. North Carolina, Romney. Virginia, Romney. New Hampshire is going to go for Romney. Colorado is going to go for Romney. That means he needs and all the rest of the states, you know, that are his are clearly his. I've been very fortunate in Georgia. We haven't had any presidential ads, and the reason is it's not a state where there's any possibility that anything's going to happen other than Romney's going to win.
Amen.
Now, in Florida, where you live, Stacey, it's quite a bit different, isn't it?
Yes, but I will tell you this. Yesterday, Clinton and Obama were over in Orlando, and my granddaughter dates a UCF student. And they both, my granddaughter refused to go, and they were both so turned off by the lies and the rhetoric that they could not believe anybody with any intelligence would vote for him, and they wanted no parts of the rally. And these are 18-year-old kids.
Well, smart kids.
So many of the people that are voting for him are voting for him because they are part of the people who are not, you know, who are not taxpayers, and they're getting free stuff. And so they don't want their free stuff taken away. And, you know, here's Romney turning around saying, you know what, we're deeply in debt. We're going to have to stop some of these things that we can't afford. Instead of asking the question, what's fair, the question needs to be asked, what can we afford? A lot of things are fair that, you know, you can't afford.
I think it's ludicrous that we go to borrow money from other countries to give away to other countries who hate us and commit acts of terrorism. It's almost like we're high. Not me, but the officials. It doesn't make sense to me.
See, here's the thing. Starting in 2010, once we saw all of the stuff that Obama did, a new Congress has come in, and the House of Representatives, you know, is militantly against the wastefulness of Obama. The Senate is still led by Harry Reid, and that has to change for everything to change the way it's supposed to do. But let me get back to the electoral map for just a minute. I believe Pennsylvania is going to go to Romney. Now, Pennsylvania, the reason that Ohio has been so difficult to change back to Romney is because they have spent $100 million there trying to make him seem like he is an out-of-touch, arrogant person who's only interested in rich people and not in the needs of the poor. Once those three debates came about, the American people saw, he's a good guy. He's smart. He's definitely presidential. He's an excellent leader. He knows about business. He knows how to create jobs, which Obama does not. There's nothing wrong with this guy. I can vote for him. I don't like what I see with Obama, but I didn't think I had another choice. Well, people have a choice. And in Pennsylvania, they have been so assured that it was going to stay in the Democratic column, they haven't spent the money in that state to demonize Romney. So people saw it, and it's like, I kind of like him, and they're going to vote for him. I think Wisconsin is going to go for Romney. I think that there's an outside chance even Michigan will. But this is going to end up being an election where there is a great deal more that goes for Romney than doesn't. So I'm going to go ahead and put in the column for Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, that will put Romney at 291.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That means that he will be the next president of the United States. That's what I'm predicting.
Jack, let me tell you what the political ads up here now. We have a very hot contested Senate race between Scott Brown and Elizabeth Warren. And her tactic now with the ads is if Scott Brown wins, that means that the Senate would be Republican, and that isn't anything that we should have because we just don't want to give that kind of power to the Republicans. That's the ads that she's running now. That's the ads that she's running because she was losing at face value with her Indian background, that she looks more white than you and I. And it's hard to believe that this is the tactic now. It's saying, well, you know, rather than voting for me, vote Democrat because we don't want a full Republican Senate either, which means Harry Reid would be out too, thank God.
And how prejudicial is that?
Oh, my God, just incredible. And Scott Brown, who is the presiding senator, has been, his ads say he's the second most bipartisan senator that's in the Senate as of now. I mean, because the guy actually thinks and uses his head as to what's right rather than following the party line. So, but that isn't, Elizabeth Warren is an Obamaite from day one, and she would be strictly just follow the party line, right down the line.
Well, we're here. This is what we've been waiting for. In 2008, the whole thing was, wow, the Obama campaign, they control the social media, they, you know, this, that, and the other. And I remember saying to myself, because I knew what he was like, I knew he had a narcissistic personality disorder and that would not serve us well as a leader of the free world, and it certainly has proven to be true. He is not the kind of leader that we want or need. But I said to myself, I'm going to do something personally, and there will be others like me to do it. So I got on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and have put up things. And when I've been called names for doing it, I have just graciously said what I needed to say, confronting the people on logical reasons, and we have put on this radio show, and so we're using the social media to fight back. And you know what? People listen. And you know why they listen? Because it's working. And there, I mean, I'm just one little guy. We're just this little group. But what we have done is say no tyranny, no to despotism, no to somebody who will abrogate our Constitution and just say, well, if the Congress isn't going to do what I want, I'm just going to rule without them. That is not a constitutional democracy. That is not how we work. That's not how we've worked since we have become a nation in 1791. And I don't care what Barack Hussein Obama wants, are those that have put him in. We are 1 week away from taking our nation back. Now, could something happen? You bet. So we're going to keep the pressure up. But we're close, and we're going to do it. And greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. And the people who are listening to this know exactly what that means. Now, we are we're out of time. Next Monday, it will be the day before the election, and then the day of the election, and this is going to be a lot of fun. So let me just say this. God bless you. God bless. the United States of America, and we will talk to you next Monday. Bye-bye now. Thank you.